Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people this, huh? Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry. Welcome to God in the Midst, Christian.
Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Well, glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And we are in the midst of boot camp season. Hallelujah. We started with evangelism boot camp, and we're on part five of evangelism boot camp. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Hallelujah, shura kumbra bakiseke. Father God, we bless your name. We love you, we honor you, we adore you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence here. Hallelujah. Your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you will do. And we know, hallelujah, you did it before, you'll do it again. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Move by your spirit. Touch us all, Lord God, in those deep places that maybe we have even forgotten about. and we give you praise and glory for it, even right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. We thank and praise God for this evangelism boot camp. Hallelujah. Like I said, this is the fifth part. This is part five. I'll just give you a real quick review of what part the four parts were before. We started off with four things that God wants you to know. Amen. And the first, in part one, we went through two things that God wants you to know. Number one, you need to be saved. And that's from Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number two, you can't save yourself. Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then when we got to part two, we went to the third and the fourth thing that God wants you to know. The third thing is God has provided for your salvation. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And the fourth thing that God wants us to know is your part. How to receive Jesus. And Romans 10 and verse 9 says, if you confess with them your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So that's what we talked about in our first two parts of this evangelism boot camp. Amen. And while we're right here and right now, you know, we could do this at any time of the day or night. Amen. We want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. This is an evangelistic boot camp, and it's an evangelistic message to all who are listening. Number one, you need to be saved. Number two, you can't save yourself. Number three, God has provided for your salvation. And number four, you got a part to play in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God didn't make robots. We make a choice. Hallelujah. So we can make a choice as to whether we want to receive him or not. That's awesome. The choice that we have. And so Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth the saying of prayer, believing in your heart, that's where the choice is made. You make a choice, and you make a choice by faith. None of us were here 2,000 years ago. We didn't see Jesus with our own eyes. So we must believe by faith. So right now, we're going to pray that prayer of salvation. Maybe you're saved already. That's great. That's wonderful. And this is just to help get ready. And hopefully you were ready this week for people that the Lord sent because they were ready to be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer just now, you prayed it by faith, you stepped out by faith, and you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again, and we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, I do understand it was a nice little short prayer, but it had eternal implications. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus did all the work. Our part was to receive the gift of salvation. And you just received the gift just now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want to pray over you. We pray right now. We have Doho Shambra Bahaya. Thank you, Lord God, that you just touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and to understand it, and then power to pray in their very own prayer language. Glory to God. So we thank God for that right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So later on, we'll talk about how you can learn and grow with us. But we're going to go on with our review of Evangelism Boot Camp. Glory to God. Now, the third part, or part three, we had testimonies from the harvest field, those who have gone out over, even over the years and who have prayed for people, and God has given given you a strategy to use when you go out ministering to people. And, oh, we heard such good testimonies of what the Lord had showed some others to do, ones to do, for people to be saved. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful testimony. Hallelujah. And Pastor Price was our host on that third part. Hallelujah. And Minister Joy was our engineer. I was out of town. We had a good time. Hallelujah. And then part four was last week. And what we talked about last week was the ultimate treasure hunt. Hallelujah. Now, this ultimate treasure hunt came from a book by a man whose name is, I believe it's Kevin Dedmon, D-E-D-M-O-N. And the Lord just showed him, you know, how to put this together. And so many people have gone on this ultimate treasure hunt. Hallelujah. And so what that was about was that there are treasures all around us, and the Lord, he wants to help us to find the treasures. And the treasures are hints and clues of people all around us who need prayer and or need to be saved. Amen. Who need prayer and need to be saved. And some of them, I just found, needed prayer. Amen. But some need to be saved as well. And so we looked at a couple of scriptures last week, how Jesus told the disciples, he gave them directions, he gave them instructions on how to be at the right place at the right time, and then how to even say some things to people. And we gave Matthew 21, verses 2 and 3, where Jesus said, now, you go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. Amen. So the Lord Jesus was giving instructions like that. Go over here. He gave a location. you know, for them to go to. He told them what they would find when they got there. He told them what to do when they got there, loose them and bring them to me. And then he gave them a script. If anyone says anything to you, you just tell them this. The Lord has need of them. And then everything just flowed by his spirit. Then Mark chapter 14, verses 13, and Mark chapter 14, verses 13 through 15, and another instance where the Lord sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared, there make ready for us. So here we are again. The Lord gives a location. He tells them what they're going to find there. And they find that. They follow the man with the pitcher of water in his hand. They're not supposed to talk to him, but when he gets to where he's going, they talk to the master of the house. And then they have the script that the Lord gave to them, and everything falls into place. They have that upper room. The man has already got the upper room furnished and prepared. And then all the disciples have to do is just their part of it. Amen. So last week, we filled out our treasure map. We had a good time filling out our treasure map. There were, I want to say, five. There were five categories that we looked at. And we didn't think a whole lot about them. And we wrote down different, whatever came into our spirit, what the Lord dropped into our spirit, and we just simply wrote it down. Now, the categories were, we were supposed to write down a location. And just several locations, whatever came to our mind, we wrote that down. Some of the examples were stop signs, bench, digital clock, coffee shop, Target, Walmart, and write those, any location down. And then we were to write down a person's name. So we didn't take too long to do it. We just, you know, took a few moments and wrote down whatever came into our, whatever the Lord dropped into our heart for a person's name. And then we put down a person's appearance. It could be the color of a specific article of clothing, their hair color, etc. So we took time and we wrote that down and several instances of that. And then we wrote down what they might need prayer for. Examples, a knee brace, a cane, kidney, tumor, left ankle, marriage, etc. So we wrote that down. And then the last category we had was the unusual. Something that's unusual that dropped into our spirit, like lollipop, windmill, lime green door, dolphin. So we wrote that down. And after we wrote that down, then we had a treasure map. And what we were going to do from last week to this week is to look for those treasures. Have our treasure map with us, you know, written down. I had mine written down. I also had it on my phone. I had it on a piece of paper, and then I had it on my phone as well. And so it helped me to go back and look And in fact, I found a treasure and prayed with them and just realized it when I went back in and looked at my notes. So tonight we want to have show and tell. Hallelujah. So whatever God has showed, whatever God has revealed off of your treasure map, press your number one key and tell it. Tell what God has done over this past week. And, you know, just like me, there were some things here that, you know, I stopped and I prayed with someone. I looked back at my treasure map and I said, oh, my God, that was on a treasure map as well. So anyone, you can press your number one key. I'm going to start off saying some things that happened. I was counting all of the clues that I got, and I got about 29 clues out of the 5 categories, and 7 of those clues were manifested, and I ended up praying for 5 people, and that wasn't even a whole week. I think that's been in the past 2 or 3 days. So I'm going to share it with you, and if you have any, press your number one key. We want to hear from you. So in my location, under my location category, I had the 2 things that showed up, I had restaurant and clothes rack, okay? And then under person's name, I had the name Wrigley. Now, I do believe the lady said her daughter's name was Wrigley. I'm going to go back and check that, but it was real close to Wrigley. And then under the person's appearance, I had tattoos on the arms, the leg, and the face. That showed up. And then under what they might need prayer for, I had some of what I had was children and wrongly accused. And both of those showed up. So I'm going to tell you what happened. With the restaurant and Wrigley, I met with my prayer partner, Raven. We met each other in a program or a process that we were in, but we never saw each other face to face. And so we met each other. We had decided to go to this restaurant about 2 months ago. And so we met at the restaurant. And, I think another one of the clues, another one of the clues is children. And so we started talking about her children. She has twins, a boy and a girl. And I believe the girl's name is Wrigley and the boy's name is Ryan. Now, I think that's what it was. And so we talked about her children, and then she told me that the twin son, was diagnosed as autistic. And so we prayed. You know, I mean, she's already born again. I think everybody I talked to, I believe, were born again already. And so we prayed. All of mine were for prayer. So that was pretty awesome. And then when I wrote this a week ago and the word clothes rack came out, I didn't know I was going to Macy's. I haven't been to Macy's in I don't know how long. So I went in Macy's, and there I was at the clothes rack. standing there going through the clothes rack looking for deals, looking for my size and stuff. And then this lady named Paris walked up. And I was by some blue, standing by some blue pants. And she's like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I need to look at these pants. I said, go ahead and look at the pants. And so we started laughing, come to find out those pants were like $5 or something. Then I got interested in the pants. I didn't get them, but I was interested for $5 at Macy's, no less. So anyway, so we're talking, and we introduce ourselves and everything. And then she said that she wanted prayer, and that her mom had just passed on August the 1st this year, and she was really going through, and she wanted prayer. And so we kind of stepped aside a little bit, but still by the clothes rack, and we started, you know, and I prayed for her. And when I finished praying for her, there was a woman named Deidre who was, going through the clothes rack at the same time. And when I finished praying for Paris, Deidre said, amen. So she was into the prayer ago, and she was still going through about her daughter's passing. And also, she was getting ready to go on an Alaskan cruise by herself. And so so we stood there by the clothes rack, and we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Then under the category called a person's appearance, I wrote down tattoos on the arms, the legs, and the face. Well, oh, gosh, I don't know. It's probably been about 4 or 5 months ago that I made an appointment with my insurance company to have a home visit. And what they do is that they come to your home and they do your vitals and they check other things as well. And so a doctor came and a nurse came. And so the nurse that came, I noticed that she had tattoos. I saw one on her arm. And I told her, I said, you know what, I'm doing a treasure hunt, and I believe you're the treasure because you have tattoos, and we were looking for somebody with tattoos on their arm, their leg, and their face. And she said, oh. And so... She said, I saw the one on her arm, and she said, oh, look at my leg. So she pulled up her pant leg, and she said, you could take a picture of it if you want to. And I was like, okay. So I was taking pictures of her leg with a tattoo on her leg, tattoo on her arm, and one of the tattoos on her arm was just hideous. To me, it was like a skull face, and it was just like icky to me. And so I said, I don't think I want to take a picture of that one. And she said, okay. And then I said, well, what's up with that? Why'd you get that? She said she was young, dumb, and stupid. That's why she got that one. And so I said, well, can I pray for you? You know? And I asked her what she needed prayer for, and she said, well, just go ahead and pray, you know, whatever comes to you. And so we prayed. And the doctor waited till we finished praying. And then they left after that. Praise God. So that was right in my own living room. That happened. Now, who can make that up? Who can put that together but God? You know, to bring somebody with tattoos right to your own living room. Amen. And then the last one that I had was under what they might need prayer for, and that was wrongly accused. Now, there's someone that I know, and, you know, we've been talking for several years now, and this person was wrongly accused and has, you know, the authorities have said that they are guilty, and I'll say the Child Protective Services said that they were guilty, and they didn't really go to court, but from the Child Protective Services standpoint, that person was guilty, and they're on a list for so many years after that because the Child Protective Services deemed them as guilty. Now, I hadn't talked to this person in at least maybe 4 or 5 months, and when they called me, I began to pray for them, and the words wrongly accused came out of my mouth, and I realized that that was on our treasure map. And I believe that that was a word to this person that, yes, indeed, they were wrongly accused. And when I told them that, you know, the Thursday before, the Lord had us to write that word down, those words, wrongly accused, and it blessed them to know that that the Lord had said to somebody else if someone was wrongly accused. So, you know, and they, because they called me crying, going through, you know, what they had gone through, even though it's been a while, but, you know, that was still fresh on their heart. So, amen, amen. So out of 29 or 30 clues, 7 of them were manifested, and we prayed for 5 people. Amen. So I want to say this. I see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up your line. I'm going to say this. You may not have had an opportunity to go out this week. You may have been very close to home, or you didn't see anybody on your treasure map. Don't throw it away. Don't give it up. Hold on to your treasure map. And I'll tell you with a blessed assurance that you're going to run into somebody, or these clues that God has given to you, they're going to be manifested. Amen. It may be a week from now. It may be 2 weeks. It may be even a month, maybe even a year. But hold on to it so you can be able to take it out and say, hey, God told me about you back in August of 2023. Let's pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up your line, Pastor Price. And anyone else, feel free to press your number one key. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle. And God bless each one of the precious saints in your places tonight. I thank God for your word tonight. What a great blessing to hear all that God has done and is yet doing. Glory to God. I'm one of those ones where I've been in the house all week long, basically, in the house all week long. And so I have not had a chance to be able to experience anything or anyone, basically, from my list, and I will hold on to it. But what I did get a chance to do this week, hallelujah, what I did get a chance is to do what I could do. And that is when sometimes I watch some programs on TV called America Says. I like to watch Christian programs also. And then some between that time, I might watch, you know, game shows. America Says is a game show. And then I like to watch sometimes the House Hunters, especially House Hunters International or House Hunters. And so I take down the name Steele, and I pray over them and bind every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning them. I claim their deliverance, their full salvation. I pray that the Lord of Harvest, because he said pray, that the Lord of Harvest would thrust out and send out special anointed laborers into their pathway, ask God to open the eyes of their understanding, and then to give them great and mighty Damascus Road experiences like he did the Apostle Paul. And that I remember being on my brother Herbert's program, Pastor Herbert's program, where he had messages by I'm trying to remember who this man is. You probably know when I say his name, the one that said that got killed in the plane crash with his wife.
Miles Monroe.
But anyway, Miles Monroe, yeah. Miles Monroe. Thank you, sis. And so what Miles Monroe has said that the Lord said in that word that he would pour out of his spirit on all flesh, not just some. And I can remember in the Old Testament how God would, in order for people to perform and do the things that he called them to do, he had poured out his spirit upon them. So that's what I would pray for each one. So that was my little contribution. And then today we've been seeking God about getting the van fixed. And so this morning they came and towed the van to the shop today. We had gotten it where we had a starter put on because they had told us at first it needed a starter. So we got the starter put on and it only worked for a little while and then it stopped again. So today they had said that, and usually we go to Firestone, but they didn't recommend, they said they don't work on transmission, so we had to take it to a transmission place. So the person came and got it this morning and towed it to the transmission place. Well, during the day, Joy and Amber had business they had to tend to, and so they were out and about trying to get that done, but the car was still at the transmission place. And so Joy said, Mama, they're going to tow it back. They're going to bring it back home, and I need you to go out there so he can see the AAA card, and then also so he'll know where to park at. And so I did, and the young man worked very, very hard. He was a Hispanic young man, and he worked very hard to get that car into the parking place that we have that's in front of the house. And he did it. I mean, he was just perspiring because he had to get it so it could come in back in and be in our own parking stall. And when he got through with it, I asked his name. And he said his name was Brandon. Now, I didn't get a chance to go any further with any other kind of witness, but I could come in. I got a name. I got a name. So I Amen. Could come in now and pray over Brandon. And that's the little part I could do today. That is really, you know, like I said, the only time I got out, even to get out, was to go out there for the park in there. But I got a name. So I bind every work of the devil in his cohorts concerning Brandon. Claim his deliverance and full salvation. Pray that the Lord of Harvest would thrust forth and send forth specially prepared anointed laborers into his pathway, ones that I know that God knows that Brandon will hear and listen to. And then I pray that God would open the eyes of Brandon's understanding, give him the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God and of his purpose, plan, and destiny for Brandon's life. And I pray for great and mighty Damascus Road experiences for Brandon, and that the precious that the Father would pour out of his spirit mightily upon Brandon, that he may be able to, that the light of God's glory and truth might shine forth in his life. So that's basically, it wasn't a whole lot, but that's my little portion of what could do. And I got just one or two. When we got ready, Joy was in another place, and she said, Mama, patch me in back into AAA so I can get them to pick the car, the van up. And when she did, the man said, Joy told him that they said that they would have to fix it, but we didn't. He so we didn't have to get it fixed. It was about $3,000, so we just going to go pick it up. The man said, oh, no, we can't go back and pick up the van then from AAA by us, even though you all have more pickups, but because you said that they can fix it, but you didn't have the money to fix it, you're going to have to pay for that on your own. And Joy said, that's not true. And we just went on, and Joy said, Mom, it's all right. So went on and hung up. And Joy just went on and got back with them again, did it through the automated system. And glory to God, they came on and brought that car, that van back onto the house, which I thank God for. But then we also realized that some of the people that are on these call systems, they need prayer. And so that's where little things like that, that we can pray for the men and the women and the boys and the girls that we come in contact with. So I just want to thank God as I get off right now, and thank God. I want to thank God for this evangelism month. I believe with everything in me, faith comes by hearing, and hearing on a continual basis. I can, you know, when you think about it, I could say by George, I got it, but I still want to still stay, you know, in a little bit closer into about evangelism so that I can always be on ready and be on ready and listening on days, even when I may not be going anywhere, to still have my little book that I can ask God, okay, what is the treasure? What do you want me to write down to be aware of? What do you want me to see? You know, what do you want me to know? And still write it down. So I appreciate you, Apostle. I appreciate this evangelism camp month. I thank God for the continual reminder of what we need to know, the four things we need to know to be able to minister to others, and then about the treasure hunt. So I appreciate it. And so I'll go back on you. But I just wanted to be able to say, even though I didn't get to lead, you know, someone to Christ and basically didn't seem to be able to plant the word, but yet I can still pray for each one's deliverance and full salvation. So God bless you, sis, and love you, and you have a blessed night. Going back on you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price, and thank you for sharing. You know, and that's another, you know, another dimension, another perspective, another view of how we can pray for people. You know, we may not even meet them. You know, it may be that we see something on TV and it strikes us, and then, you know, we can pray for that, you know. And I've seen, I was somewhere. I do this so much. But I saw someone today, and I looked at them, and, you know, I didn't say it out loud, but I said, Lord, I claim them as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness. You know, I didn't even talk to them at all, but, you know, prayed. And so I think that that's important. And just like you, you know, watch, when you're watching TV and you see something and God touch your heart and you just begin to pray, you know, for somebody who you've never met, whom you may never meet, for them. Amen, and for the Lord to move on their heart. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Pastor Price. Amen. I see you, Minister Rachel. I'm going to open up your line, Minister Rachel and family, and then I see you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, everyone, tonight. Hi, Pastor Kizzy. So God bless each and everyone. Today is, I'm going to say, a little unusual. I know I was, God bless me to get up, do some stuff. Some days ago, God had me to put my, it looks like a scroll, but I put it on the front door, and it has written out Prayer of Salvation. And so I stuck it on my front door. So when they open the storm door, like people do deliveries or something like that, today someone was standing, well, a couple of people standing there for a while, and I believe they were Jehovah's Witness. But for some reason, I never opened the door. I just thought that they, at first they didn't look like that to me. They look like, I'm just saying I was a little afraid, but I was like, but God, you know, I didn't have to be afraid because, you know, the Lord's covered me. But I found out that they were Jehovah's Witness when I had opened the door to do something, the front door, and they were no longer there, but they were down, some houses down, and it was a lot of them. I didn't see a lot of them at first. Only saw two people, a lady and a man. And I thought they was the inspectors again, the two that lied, but it wasn't the inspectors again, the two that lied for where I live at. They was actually, like I said, Jehovah's Witness. But I believe that they read what was on my door, which made them stop knocking on my door, the prayer of salvation. So I pray that they, I claim them for God's kingdom, and I pray that they sincerely either set it in their heart and received, and the seed was planted. In Jesus' name, all the whom, whoever rung our doorbell or came up to the door and saw it and read it, because it was in bold black marker. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So that's there. Anybody that comes to your door, they're going to see the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, and praise God. The prayer that you prayed before, like a long time ago for me, that God would, I might paraphrase it, that God would change the face of management or change, it was something that you prayed and it came to pass. And my daughter had said something to me, said, Mom, they changed all the people and the manager of our old place where we lived at, and they did it here. So, but we still haven't gotten anything, you know, no one has ever came to do what is needed, because I did send, while the new management was there, I sent still nothing. So I'm like, okay, God, I'll just leave it alone. He said, be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. So I have not been calling anymore. And he had me to take care of some things. And he had me to do some stuff. Like he had my sister to talk to me. I began to talk to her about some stuff, and she told me something to do. So God gave me instruction through my sister to do something with my bathroom, and my bathroom got a lot cleaner because I got so upset about certain things. So I thank God for how he used other people to help us to do certain things, to know how to do something. And that was a blessing to me. That was an answer prayer to me, because I was like, what can I do about these bathtubs, these old bathtubs? God, me needs some old bathtubs, but they just spray over them. But I thank God that it looks a lot better than it did when God told me to do what he told me to do, get a spray bottle, some water, and some Clorox. And I began to spray. Even though the smell itself was just really bothering all of us, but still, I didn't have no humidifier because the other humidifier broke. But God took care of everything. I had me to open my window, keep my door open, but I had to make sure Gabriel wasn't breathing in too much, and I would crack the bathroom door. So things have been much better, and he hasn't been affected by it. I did it to both bathrooms, and both bathrooms look a lot better. So I just thank you, Lord, for this, and I thank you for instruction. I thank you for even creative ways of witnessing for your glory, like planting in the vineyard. In Jesus' name, keep us strong, Lord, and help us to stay bold for you and encourage others also in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless Pastor Aunt Helen. Amen. For saying that we can pray for people, even that people would have to come in contact, like when we at the register with someone, and sometimes the line is long, and we just say Jesus love you and Jesus saves, or get their name and just pray for them. We could just still tell a name, or I'll say how was your day, and it'll tell me something, and I'll just begin to pray for them. God would have, if he'll lead me to pray for them or something, that would be a blessing. Okay, I don't want to hold the line because someone else may want to say something. Love you all.
Oh, love you too. That, you know, God gives us these creative ways to do, you know, what he wants done. because we're his arms and his legs of love. So sharing that. Amen. Okay, Pastor Catherine, I know you were doing some things a few moments ago, so I'm going to open up your line. And I just want to say this as I'm getting ready to open up Pastor Catherine's line. Anyone else, if you have any comments, you know, press your number one key. Praise God. Your line.
Praise God. I just want to say good all this evening. Good evening to everyone this evening. And thanks so much for all the, thanks for you, Apostle, kind of explaining some things that you had gone through, and Pastor Helen and Pastor Rachel, all of you, that kind of helped me. And then God brought something to my memory. It was not, I didn't find, I haven't gone out enough to find anything. Well, I guess I did a few times, but I didn't find anything on my treasure map. But I did lead someone to the Lord. My friend was moving to North Carolina, and she's Catholic. And I said, okay, Lord, I don't know whether they pray this prayer or not, but I want her to pray the prayer. I want to make sure before she leaves St. Louis that she has prayed the prayer of salvation and believe in her heart that God has risen from the dead and that he died and rose for her sins. So we prayed the prayer of salvation. I had a chance to take her to the airport. And before I got her to the airport, God led me to just pray for her, pray the prayer of salvation with her. And she was just overjoyed with praying that prayer. And I thank God for that. And I also prayed, and I want to say my friend I prayed for, she said she's got to have surgery, because at least she told me I didn't remember I had a cane on my treasure map. I did have that on my treasure map. And she said, I'm so tired of this cane. And it didn't dawn on me that was on my treasure map. But she is saved, and I did pray for her. So that was my week. And also, I pray for other people, but I don't think they were on my treasure map. But however, if I talk to anyone on the phone, most of the times I pray for them. So that's it for me for today.
Amen. That's good. Well, you know, God is not confined to the treasure map. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm so glad that your friend received Jesus as her Lord and Savior before she moved out of St. Louis. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's good to be on ready. Hallelujah. And I know the situation with her going to the airport, that was not even planned. You know, in the natural, it wasn't even planned for you to take her to the airport. But it worked together for good when you took her. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Hallelujah. Minister Carey.
Okay.
Welcome,
I want
Minister
to say good evening.
Carey. Hi.
Good evening. Hi. How's everyone doing? I want to just say hi to everyone this evening. I want to thank you for how you showed us, taught us how to do this, and then you how you moved and did the things, and they came to pass, like you said, you know, like you did. I didn't get a chance to go out at all this week to find anything on my list that I made. But I did get a chance to pray with someone. It was my niece's daughter going through, she was having her baby this evening. So I did get a chance to do that. And even talk to her about helping her daughter go through the breathing technique while she was in the room with her. And so I did get a chance to do that. And the baby is doing fine, but I didn't get a chance to find anything on my list because I didn't go out. But I do want to thank you all and thank everyone for how they, you know, demonstrated how even Pastor Price, looking at when you're watching TV or something, you know, and you see something, to pray for someone. I haven't led anyone to Christ, but, you know, at all this week or last week. But thank you for showing this. I didn't hear you.
I said you haven't led anybody to Christ yet, but you're on ready.
Right. I haven't. I've been talking to people, but I haven't had a chance to do it yet. But that's what I really want to do. Usually when I'm talking, when they're talking, I'm just listening, you know, listening, waiting for the door to open in order to do it, you know. But they seem to want to just talk, so, and then I just listen. And then from there, whatever the Lord gives me from that point on, then I do that. But that's it. But I know that's what he has for me to do right there, and that's it. But thank you, and thank everyone.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And congratulations on the baby. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you got to pray for her. And you got to give some wisdom about breathing techniques. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. That's my brother, my youngest brother. He passed, and this is his daughter. So that was really good.
Amen. Wow. Well, congratulations to your family. And this is a joyous occasion. Amen. And thank you for sharing. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Said, don't throw your treasure map away. Can you imagine? You know, God has given us this treasure map. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was saying, can you imagine, you know, throwing away a treasure map? No, don't throw it away. Hold on to it. Amen. The treasures are still real. Glory to God. They're still real. They're still good. There's a show that I don't know why I like to watch it, but I like to watch it every now and then, where these guys from Australia for gold, and they are very intense. and you know, very steadfast about looking for this gold. And the gold that they look for is not a lot. Sometimes it's gold dust. Sometimes it's these little bitty gold nuggets. But when they weigh it all together, they have a nice bit of money. You know, and they have to trudge through the dirt, through the gold. Sometimes they have to pour water on the dirt to separate it so that the gold will rise up to the top. And, you know, sometimes that's what we have to do. But I tell you, there's treasure. Hallelujah. We might have to go through the dirt to get it, but it's treasures. There are treasures out there. And as I said before, God has given us a map. He's given us a treasure map. So hold on to it. And then, you know the categories. He may add to that. You know, while there, most of us are not going out a whole lot. I mean, I went out this week more than I have in a long time. I had to come back and lay down somewhere after going out like that. But, you know, just keep that in mind when you are out. When you're going out and about, maybe take a quick glance at your treasure map. See if the Lord wants to add some more to it. And then, as I said, you know, God is much bigger than our treasure map. So he may do something like with Pastor Catherine and just lay on our heart about her friend that, you know, her friend needed to be saved or made sure that she was saved, make sure that her friend was saved before she moved out of town. So it's so many things. But anyway, when you get ready to go out, like refresh your list and look at it, you know, tell God to show you somebody or ask him to show you somebody. When you go, get ready to go on vacation, it may be not until the holidays or something. But as you get ready to go out, just so that you're ready to be God's arms and legs of love and peace and comfort. Hallelujah to those all around you. So refresh yourself as you look at the list. Refresh the list. You know, he may add more to it. Hallelujah. But just always, as we say, be on ready. Not fixing to get ready. Not even ready. On ready. Amen. Amen. So this is our evangelism boot camp. As we get ready to close today, and if anyone has anything else you want to say, you can press your number one key before we leave here. But wanted to let you know what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. As I said, this is boot camp season. So we're ending evangelism boot camp, and come next Thursday, we're going to enter into spiritual warfare boot camp. And, you know, spiritual warfare is always appropriate. It's always time for spiritual warfare. It's always time for evangelism. And it's always time for spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. Get yourself ready to come on in every Thursday and learn some more about spiritual warfare. Ooh, there's so much stuff going on these days, more than I even knew about. The Lord is showing me some things of what's going on with these children. There are baby farms out there where they're farming babies for the purpose of putting them into human trafficking. Oh, my goodness. I had no clue it was like that. So, so much to pray about. So much to go into spiritual warfare about in this 21st century. So join us. The month of September, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and our facilitator is going to be none other than Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. So we know that God has used her a lot with that. We've had spiritual warfare boot camps before. And we try to have one at least once a year or once every other year because we need to be refreshed on this spiritual warfare. Amen. And then this Sunday is the first Sunday of September, believe it or not. The first Sunday in September, and every first Sunday, we have our communion. And so you just, and the way you connect with us is area code 516-418-5699. That's area code 516-418-5699. And any of our broadcasts, that's how you can connect with us. So on Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And so, like I said, this Sunday we're having our communion. And then we also have tag team preaching, where you can bring a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. You can also read your devotional, whatever devotional you're reading. You can read that for 5 minutes and share that with us. You can also let us know if there's a song on YouTube that has blessed you. You can let us know what that song is, and we'll have it queued up. So you just text to me the song on YouTube. And we'll have it queued up, and then you can tell us why that song is important to you. Amen. So you can also give your testimony for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. So we just want everyone to have an opportunity to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Yeah. So to bless the Lord, that's what we're talking about doing on Sunday, on the first Sunday. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer day, and we pray in tongues on Tuesday, and that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. If you've never experienced it, it's something to experience, the very presence of God. Hallelujah. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, two Wednesdays in the month, we have two different broadcasts. The second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Wednesday of every month, this is our newest addition to the broadcast, we have anointed pandemic baby. Both Wednesday broadcasts are at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Now, on that, now the second Wednesday of the month is going to be September the 13th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and let your friends and family know about it, because somebody always gets healed on the broadcast. So it might as well be you. It might as well be your family. It might as well be your loved ones. So call in. Hallelujah. Wednesday, July, I'm back in July. Wednesday, September the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey are our co-hosts. Now, on the fourth Wednesday of September, that will be Wednesday, September the 27th, we will have our anointed pandemic baby broadcast. These babies, they've made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic. They are now here, and they need prayer because a lot is going on. So, excuse me. And also, God has poured out his spirit on these babies. So we're talking about them. Oh, and also our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. Hallelujah. She is just a wonderful co-host. Hallelujah. You know, she has anointed pandemic grandbabies and anointed pandemic great-grandbabies. And she teaches anointed pandemic babies at church. So she makes a good, well-rounded, hallelujah, hallelujah, host. Amen. Co-host. So on Wednesday, September the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we love to hear any stories that you share about anointed pandemic babies. Amen. And we're going to pray for them and for their parents. Praise God. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. Now, before we go, we've already prayed the prayer of salvation. Before we go, if there's anything that you want to say, just very quickly, we're going to open up all of the lines. And if there's anything that you want to say, this is your time to say it.
Oh, I need y'all to please just keep praying for my family because these spontaneous things keep happening. Like yesterday I was in my room and my princess nose started bleeding a lot. My youngest daughter, and she's been having pains.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, please heal them. Because we can't always run to the hospital because we don't have any insurance whatsoever. After Kenneth took, I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm not going to say too much. But
right.
God is he's our health insurance. So I'm just believing God for her and Marcus and them complete and total healing because he was going through this. Only God understands what's going on through all of our bodies. Because I think yesterday I felt a little dizzy. It was a lot of things are happening, and I'm just like, God, I will trust you. We'll just keep trusting me. You know, I'm standing on his scriptures in Isaiah 53 and 5 and Psalms 91 and 10. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
What's she saying?
Oh, Amber's right here. How are you feeling now? Oh, glory to God. Answer prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm hearing that song. Yeah, you know what she said. Did you feel it okay? You know, look what the Lord has done. So I'm glad she's feeling good tonight. And amen. Her nose isn't bleeding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you
thank
know,
you,
we
God.
Can hear that anytime.
Hallelujah. And they like the music,
you
know, sound.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He said he's just a name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. And we continue to join with you guys in faith, complete and total, and everybody's complete and total healing, health, and wholeness by the blood, the healing, purging, cleansing blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Love you too. Hallelujah. And we pray for the sealing of the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That she's just completely and totally sealed. Hallelujah. No more bleeding like that out of her nose and all that it stands for in the name of Jesus. And any spirit of trauma that tried to come along with that for her or anybody who saw her bleeding, We say, you spirit of trauma, get off now in the name of Jesus. You have no right, you have no authority, and you have no permission. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for sealing and healing, removing all trauma. In Jesus' name, that the enemy try to bring trauma and fear and trepidation, no. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much. I think this is so very important because you would be surprised at people that have been in church for years and years and really don't, you know, have an idea how to get started with leading someone to the Lord. So I just want to say thank you. I know it may not have been too many of us tonight being a witness or calling in, but you do have it recorded, and this is something people can always look up and find. So I just want to say thank you so much here. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. And I thank God for all of you who had an opportunity to be here and to listen. Hallelujah. And I know this is what's coming to my heart is the word of God does not return unto him void or empty, but it accomplishes all that he pleases and to the place where he sends it. Amen. And his word is going out into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. So we know amen, that he's getting the glory. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. It's always good to be encouraged. Amen. Anyone else? We start closing the lines. We're not going to hold on unless. Amen.
Sometimes it's the patience of it, not just being patient as you walk. Well, for me, just to be patient and walking and just listening. And then when the door opens, the door is always open, but as I'm walking, not to rush, because sometimes I rush. And so Lord, let me be quiet so I can hear. And then when it just move right in, you know, in peace. Because sometimes when I get in a rush, I can't think. I start rambling or something like that. But just to sit again, I know I'm repeating myself, but to be quiet and as the door open, just begin. And then whatever, again, just follow through with that. Because sometimes when I witness, I'm rushing because I'm trying to get something done. You know, you want to do it.
Yeah.
Our heart is for people. Our heart is for people to come to know him, right, and have that relationship. But sometimes I find myself rushing, and I have to quiet myself down and say, okay, be quiet. He's going to move, and you just follow, you know, through. So pray for me.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what I think about when you're saying that, I think about dancing. And you know, when we dance and you're like dancing with a partner and you're kind of slow dancing with them and they, you know, holding you and you're moving with them, and sometimes they stop or they change direction, and, you know, you just have to be very sensitive to be able to dance with someone with a dance partner like that. And, you know, that's what the Lord brought to my mind is that it's like a dance, you know, that we, you know, we move in his stride. We move when he moves. We're still when he's still. And to be at peace with that. And it takes practice to do that. And the good part is that you're aware that, you know, that sometimes you're, you know, maybe a move ahead or you know that there's something that needs to be a little better than it is right now. And that's a wonderful awareness to have. And that means you're getting real close. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. And the reason why I think of a dance is when I dance with the Lord in the Spirit, it's like that. You know, I'm just like waiting in the Spirit for him to give me a direction, whether I move backwards or forwards or sideways. And I'm just like in the Spirit, just, you know, with my eyes closed, just seeing what he's doing. Does he want me to move my arm, or does he want me to stand still and move my arms, or to move my leg to the right or to the left? So, amen. But like I said, if you recognize it, you're close. You're very close. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Minister Carrie. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and close. Praise God. And
Amen.
So we'll go ahead and close, and we'll be back next week with evangelism, not evangelism, with spiritual warfare boot camp. Amen. Let's close with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done through this evangelism boot camp, all that you've done, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for just building a great foundation on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Where we are on ready to pray with someone. We are on ready to lead them to you, Father God. We thank you for that right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord God, touch each and every one of us with our treasure map. Let us see the treasures. Hallelujah. Let us be able to pray with them and pray for them. And then those who are not born again, Lord God, that they will be saved. They will be born again. They will be redeemed by your Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, teach us as well to be in your stride, to move when you move, turn right when you turn right, turn left when you turn left. Lord God, that we are so sensitive. Cause us to be so very sensitive to your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In every situation and every circumstance. And we bless your mighty and holy name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Once again, thank you for joining us for this evangelism boot camp. And have a blessed rest of the evening. Good night. Love you all.
Yes. Y'all tell them.